City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. My name is Tom Sullivan on this seventh day of September 2018. Let's listen into this if we can. Can you bring this? This is Papadopoulos' lawyer talking right now outside the courthouse. Let's listen.
President Trump hindered the investigation more than George Papadopoulos.
The problem I have with the fake news Twitters that go out or tweets that go out is that he was tweeting 7 days before George was interviewed that, and he's the president of the United States, that based on all of his information, I would assume, and the information he had, that this was a witch hunt and that it was fake news that Russia had meddled in the election. Well, I think we're all somewhat satisfied at this point in time, at least, that we know Russia meddled in the election. There's no doubt about it. George was listening to his preferred candidate and his president of the United States opining that this was a witch hunt. And it obviously was not. But when George went in on January 27th, he was of the mindset this was not as significant as we have now all learned it to be.
Is Mr. Papadopoulos believing that there was collusion with Russia?
Pardon me?
Does Mr. Papadopoulos believe now that there was collusion with Russia by the Trump campaign?
Well, the collusion is a word that is thrown around. I'm saying that I think all fair-minded people who listen to the facts in the case would conclude that Russia meddled in the election. I thought even President Trump had come around to that.
Did Mr. Papadopoulos tell anybody in the campaign that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton while the campaign was going on?
To his knowledge, he does not recall doing that. And if he did, he does not recall who it would be that he had told that to. That was not his primary interest. His primary interest was to do what he thought the campaign wanted him to do, which was put Russian officials together with United States officials to work on some better relationship with Russia.
When was the last time he talked to Joseph Mitzuth?
Face the cameras, please.
Sorry. When was the last time
he talked to Joseph Mitzuth?
Hold on, let me try to think. You know, I don't know the answer to that. I know that he spoke to him, I think it was on April 24th, but I do not know if he talked to him after that. It's a great question. I never asked him.
Why was the sentencing delayed so many times?
I think we did it as a courtesy to the prosecutors because we knew they were very deep into this investigation and we didn't want to saddle them with what we thought was a minor player. Let them work through what they were working on, and that's why we agreed to delay the sentencing.
You said Mr. Mitzuth was played him. Who do you think Mr. Mitzuth was working for?
I have an opinion. I don't know what the intelligence agency's opinion is. My opinion is he was playing on behalf of Russia.
Do you know George believed that there were emails with dirt on Hillary Clinton? Did he, when upon reflection, did he think they existed?
At the time he was told that, he didn't really concern himself with that. He didn't know if it was somebody just exaggerating or putting some garbage out there. He did not put any credence in that representation.
Did the Attorney General Sessions testimony to Congress about the March 31 meeting was accurate?
Would you repeat the question?
The Attorney General Sessions was honest with Congress about what happened at the March 31 meeting.
I know that George's recollection is different from what I saw the Attorney General testified to.
Okay. All right, so that's the lawyer for George Papadopoulos outside the courthouse in Washington, where George Papadopoulos was just sentenced to 14 days in jail. So he may not even have to serve the 14 days. I thought that the Mueller wanted to throw the book, especially at the first. This is the first sentencing out of the Mueller investigation. This is the first guy that they got to plead guilty to a crime. The crime was lying to the FBI. And I thought they wanted to make an example out of this first guy and kind of set the pace for the rest of the indictments that they have against people. And I can't help but think that General Mike Flynn is going, I want that same judge. But you heard the lawyer there talking about the fact that they tried to make him sound like he was a bit player, which he was. But that apparently worked with the judge because they said 14 whole days in jail. That is not even a slap on the wrist. I don't know if you, what do you think? What do you think he should have gotten? He really was a bit player. He was trying to pretend like he was a big deal in the Trump campaign, talking to this professor about the fact that, oh, yeah, there's these Russians that have dirt on Hillary. You're the lawyer saying he didn't really know. So he was just trying to be a big shot on a presidential campaign. And there is one photo of him sitting at a table with 8 or 9 or 10 people around the table. Two of them are Jeff Sessions at one end of the table and Donald Trump at the other. And in the middle with a bunch of other people is George Papadopoulos. So he was big enough to be able to sit at that campaign table. So I don't know what you think. I mean, the tweets are already talking about the fact that how much did this cost? The Real Truth sends me a tweet and says, due to overcrowding, he'll probably only serve a few days. You're absolutely right. So, Gordon Spear says, the color of justice in America is neither black nor white, it's green. The late, great Johnny Cochran. None of this about Moonves or Papadopoulos should surprise you. Yeah, Moonves is going to get a check for $100 million. New York De Niro says, I'm curious as to what the prosecution recommended. Do people really get jail time for lying to prosecutors or the government? Honestly, just for lying. Yeah, they do. Yes. So that's why it's a big deal when you lie to the FBI. And so this also is I'm sure for all of you FBI agents that are out there, people are going to laugh and go, I can lie to you because there's no consequence. So I get 2 weeks off from work. I'm going to go down to the jail for a couple of weeks and I'll be back. I find this pretty amazing. I find it pretty amazing. What do you? What's your reaction to this? And I don't know what we haven't heard from. I'm looking to see if any of the Mueller lawyers come out of the courtroom and what their reaction is, because I would presume they wanted to send this guy up the river for a long time. Phone number is 855-295-6600. What is your reaction to a 14-day sentence? It was funny because when the sentence came down, Andy alerted me to it and said, yeah, you got 14 years. And I looked and I went, no, that's 14 days. I mean, I'm not making fun of Andy. It's just that you would expect something like 14 years. So that's it. So shall we review? What have we learned today? One is that you can sexually harass the women in your office and you will not be punished. In fact, you might get a reward. And number two is you can lie to the FBI and you'll get 14 whole days in the pokey, and that's about it. It's a strange day. I don't know what to make of this. I really don't. Phone number is 855-295-6600. You can find that phone number. You can find the links to my Twitter and Facebook, my email address, Instagram, podcast, all of that you can find at my website, which is TomSullivan.com. I am wondering what this says to Mueller's office. What do we got there, Andy? I need... Okay. 855-295-6600. I'm surprised. Joe in Reno, Nevada. Joe, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yeah, Tom, I'm just wondering how much longer this is going to continue here. This Munez guy, this is absurd. I don't care if he's the king of Italy. It doesn't make any difference. These women should get together, and they should all form a large class action suit against the company.
They have.
And that's probably going
to
stop this.
No, they already have. They're in court against CBS, against CBS Broadcasting Corporation, against Les Moonves. No, they're going after the company and him and everything else, and so the board of directors says, well, maybe we can give you $100 million.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous. So $100 million, and we're going to make it go away, and then you still have the suit that's going to be pending also against them.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It's just a different world.
What do you, what do you make of Mueller's first prosecution? 14 days in jail. What do you make of that?
Well, Joy, there's another joke. There's another joke, that is. So, and people see this, and it loses their faith in our justice system and in, you know, Washington as a whole. I mean, let's face it. The only person that's given us any faith in doing something right has been Trump. And that's it. And yesterday, while I was driving on my Sirius XM, I had a chance to listen to that, you know, that piece of trash Cory Booker there from New Jersey. And this guy's going to get—he's going to get confirmed anyway, no matter what.
Yeah, true.
So,
but Cory Booker is now the hero of the left because he fought. They want somebody to fight for them. There's no way that it's going to stop Kavanaugh. But that he is now the hero of the left. I know a lot of people on the right think he was out of line. People on the left think he's a hero. He is now going to be a card-carrying, I'm a wannabe presidential candidate coming up right after the midterms. You watch. But, Joe, I got to run. I appreciate your call. 855-295-6600.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
So, Sean Hammy sends me a tweet. Says, Tom, that lawyer specifically said he lied because George did not know the extent of the Russia issue at the time. That's why he got 14 days. You're not being honest. He worked to help the investigation as much as he could after finding out the truth. No. That is not true. Mueller was apparently really mad at this guy because he kept lying. He wasn't trying to help the investigation. But to your point, the lawyer did say, yeah, George had no idea. What do you expect his lawyer to say? But I think there's some truth to that. I don't think Papadopoulos was trying to just be a big shot with a big mouth and say, oh, yeah, yeah, the Russians have some dirt on Hillary. And, yeah, I know all about it. Yep. That, I know everything, when in fact he really did not. So to your point, Mr. Hammy, that may be why he got the 14 days. So then the question is, if you're General Flynn, what do you say? Because General Flynn was knowledgeable. Papadopoulos was just a hanger-oner, a wannabe. 855-295-6600, Ron Lake Tahoe. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Tom. How are you today?
Good, good. What do you think? 14 days.
Hey, well, my comment is this. First off, you know, are we really surprised? I mean, I don't see anymore that the integrity of our politicians are all honorable and honest in the first place in the way they act. And George Papadopoulos just stepping up to try and be a big shot in the scheme of things when he should have... You know, like they say, sometimes you should listen and not talk. Well, apparently he thought he needed to talk.
Yeah.
It's just ludicrous what we're doing here. And I know you're not truly surprised at 14 days, really. I mean, there's no justice and justification in how they process these things anymore. Anyway, it's extremely expensive, and it's without any true purpose. You know, It's well, a dog and pony show, if you
Ron, I may surprise you. I'm not putting on an act. I thought they were going to try and throw their book at the guy. I think that's what Mueller wanted. Yeah. This is the first guy he wanted to make him an example. You know, remember when you were in grade school and you the kid, everybody was messing up and they caught you first? They made an example out of you. They really punished you. This was a slap on the wrist at the very most. So, and I don't consider him a politician. I just think he's a he wanted to hang on with the wanted to hang around and try and get a gig with a presidential campaign. I don't know.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So
it's a shame.
Well, it's good for him. I wonder now. The question is Mueller going to get any pound of flesh out of any of these people?
He hasn't started showing it. That's obviously a bad start with precedents, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's got Manafort as far as a trial, but this is his first indictment and first sentencing. And 14 days doesn't sound like it's all that big of a deal. But I appreciate the call. Tom in California. Tom, hi. Let's get you in before the break. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom, a long-time listener from SAC, California.
Welcome.
But you picked my interest when you said, hey, you can lie to the FBI now and get away with it, you know, just a slap on the wrist. But I'm pretty sure that's not so true because, like you said, you know, it's not white or black anymore. It's green. And I think any Joe that, like myself, I got caught like that, I'd have a lot more than 2 weeks. But the money talks, I think that's what helped.
I don't know. The guy's not a wealthy guy. He's a regular Joe. He's just a goob that wanted to get involved in politics. He's not a big deal. Have you ever heard of George Papadopoulos before all this Mueller stuff? Never.
Yeah.
I think
been politics for a while there.
No, I think for the FBI agents that are listening, they got to be very upset about this. Going, wait a minute, if there's no penalty for lying to an FBI agent to speak of, then who's going to tell them the truth? If there's no consequence.
Okay.
And by the way, while you're at it, when you go to work, make sure and sexually harass all the women in the office, because nothing will happen to you there either. That's what we're learning today. No comment. You're a smart man. Tom, I got to run, but I appreciate it. No, I'm not being serious. This is what we're getting from the stories that are hitting the wires today.
City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. Some great tweets coming in. Cyberloping says, "Oh, this is about CBS." I want to get to the ones on. Back to Sean Hammy. He says, "I'm just quoting what his lawyer said. He said that he lied in the beginning because he didn't realize the extent of the case, and that was most likely because Donald Trump kept saying it was fake news that Russia interfered. Now we know." Trump has been lying the entire time. Well, I think that's kind of a reach on the part of the lawyer, but I get why the lawyer said that. I think this is simply a matter of a guy who wanted to be a big shot, wanted to be part of a campaign. I mean, he was sitting at the table with the candidate and with Jeff Sessions, a senator at the time. Aztec Diego says Hillary literally destroyed BlackBerry's bleach bit multiple servers, deleted 33,000 emails, and George gets 14 days for lying to the FBI. What a complete joke. This is a farce. Jim in California. Jim, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What do you think?
I do believe it's a setup to get Hillary out of jail again, because everything that we have seen, yes, both sides have gotten information from so-called Russian intel. And by giving this gentleman 14 days, I think Mueller's report's going to come out, and it's going to show that there is overlap in both parties. And then she is going to be liable for the same type of scrutiny that they're putting towards Trump. And this is just a big show. It's a show. It's to keep us looking at a new shiny object. I mean, I watched the news today. I watched an hour of Obama's speech. I listened to Trump speak, and I've listened to the hearings with Booker. And it's all a show. It's just to keep us stirred up. It's to get her out of jail.
All right, but in this particular case, you've got a prosecutor by the name of Robert Mueller. You've got a judge who is supposed to be independent. I got a tweet though from Jackie. Says Mueller seems to have nothing on anybody. It must be very disappointing for him. I'm wondering if the judge just looked at Mueller's case and went, "You got nothing here. This guy, okay, so you got him on a lie, but I'm going to give him the minimum." You're not surprised by it.
She's right. I'm not surprised. That's exactly what I'm thinking. The same thing. They're slapping the wrist. There's nothing that they can prove, but if they turned the same scrutiny towards Hillary, there would be. I mean, Trump's thing got him on a dossier, but Trump goes to get information, or they say he tried to get information.
I know. I don't want to go over that. Everybody knows the story, Jim. Let me ask you a question.
Exactly.
You know that Sessions hired a U.S. attorney from Salt Lake City. His name is Huber, to investigate the Hillary situation. Do you have any faith in that?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to lead to something? Hello?
If it does lead to something, I do believe it's just going to be one of the slap-on-the-wrist things, just like they're doing to this Papadopoulos today. And Manafort, he would have gotten out had he pleaded guilty to something. There would have been a slap on the wrist for that gentleman.
Maybe.
He didn't. I think that Mueller probably gummed up the works. He I'm going to stand firm. I didn't do anything wrong. And they got him on this tax evasion, whatever they got him on. But everybody else is going to roll over, because they need them to roll over for Hillary to be rolled over. I mean, like that, somebody else. So that's the bleach bit. All of these things that presidency or that administration did, and Comey gives them a pass. We got Loretta.
So Lynch, I don't think, Jim, I don't think you're alone. I think there's a lot of people that are looking at what happens in Washington is nothing. Nothing ever happens. Benghazi? How did that turn out? After years and millions of dollars of investigations. Who got punished from Benghazi? Nobody. Nobody gets punished for anything in that town.
Well, today it was funny. Just Obama, in his speech, he mentioned about how his administration would never use the Justice Department or any of the
Are you expecting to hear something different?
I guess not, but the truth is, Loretta Lynch, Lois Lerner into the. I mean, there's plenty. Eric Holder, Congress.
We all know. You're going over kind of the story that we all learned. There's nothing. Your pointing out that there is nobody gets any sort of punishment for anything. In what happens in Washington, D.C. It comes down to who you know. But, Jim, I appreciate the call. I don't want to relitigate every little item. We all know the story. I'm serious. This is one of these things where the more you look and you find out that there's people getting slaps on those. I agree with the caller who said if you or I lied to the FBI, I think, I would be worried about going to jail for a few years. I think they were pretty tough on that sort of thing. Terry said, tried to call. I think the judge was not happy with Mueller. So he's showing it with light sentence. Lynette, maybe President Trump should pardon Papadopoulos as kind of, as kind of a finger wave to Mueller. Lynette, you're making me laugh. Why, I give you a pardon from your 14-day sentence. Oh, man. Tomas Santana. Tom, think about it. If it's illegal to lie to the FBI, then it should be illegal to lie to any law enforcement or police official at any level of government. Why in the world only the FBI has this power? And it's the DOJ that decides what is and what is not a lie. Yeah, and I saw one of your other ones earlier, Tomas, about the fact that he thinks that free speech should be honored. Yeah, here it is. He says, Tom, as a side note, I strongly feel that making it illegal to lie to the FBI is unconstitutional, direct violation of our First Amendment rights regarding free speech. I am surprised that no one has challenged it and taken it to the Supreme Court. It's bogus and political. Well, people do lie. They lie under oath. I've seen it over and over and over again. If you spend any time in a courthouse, you will see people, they get sworn in, raise your right hand, repeat after me. You say the oath that you promise you won't lie, and they sit down and they lie like sieves. Because nothing happens to a lot of people in these situations. It's kind of sad. All right, listen. When we come back, I got to take my break. But man, oh, live. The job market is not only stronger than expected, and I find it quite surprising that this late date in the economy doing as well as it's been doing for this long. But you know what I've been complaining about. Okay, the economy's growing, but where are the jobs? Okay, the jobs came along. Now we've got, where are the wages? Because the wages haven't been picking up, and I'm going, if you've got super low unemployment rates, at some point out there, something has to give. Either the economy has to slow down or wages have to start going up. And it's not super, but the private sector hourly wages grew 2.9% in last month's jobs report for the month of August. 201,000 payrolls, much better than expected. Unemployment rate still at 3.9, which shows people are, it's very, very low, and people are coming out looking for a job. But hourly wages actually look like they're starting to move. I'm happy.
Enjoy your discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
So we have a very good job report for the month of August, and this economy and the growth in the economy has been very long in the tooth. It's been going since 2009. We fell off the mountain in 2008, and we started growing back the economy and jobs in 2009. So 201,000 payrolls last month. Average hourly wages up 2.9%. It's good. I wish it was a little bit better than that. It's the 95th consecutive month of job growth, but the wage increases were the largest since back in 2009 when we started to recover after the big downdraft. So President Obama was in University of Illinois, Champaign today, Urbana. And I wouldn't expect anything less. He is in his speech taking credit for the growth in the economy. And he said, look where it started. And so a lot of Republicans got all mad about it because they said, oh, look at him. He's trying to hijack the growth in the economy. He was the reason for it. The reality of it is exactly what he said. The economy, I mean, it fell like a rock off a mountain in 2008. President Obama takes office, and they were losing 800,000 jobs a month. So we hit rock bottom in early 2009. And since then, so, I mean, he got elected in 2008, so he took office in January of 2009. We hit rock bottom in March of 2009. And the economy has been growing. Jobs, when you look at the unemployment rate, has been falling ever since then. So he's right that the unemployment rate started dropping under his watch. So, yes, and the jobs, more jobs were taking place and more people were going back to work, and it took a long time. From 2009, it kept improving, though. So he's going to take credit for that. What did not improve, though, and this is the part that he did not address, is the fact that the wage increases were stuck and the economy did not grow. The jobs started to grow, but what kind of jobs? If you listen to me for any length of time, you know I would come on this microphone first Friday of every month and I'd go over the same thing over and over and over. Okay, more people went to work this past month, but a lot of it was part-time jobs, holding two jobs, bartender and waiter jobs. Nothing wrong with them, but they don't pay a lot of money. So it was that we went from good-paying jobs to low-paying jobs, but the number of people getting jobs grew, but it was lower-paying jobs. So this is why I've been arguing and barking on this show about where are the wages? Come on. And the wages haven't really come along at all. So they're starting to now. We're starting to see it, and I hope this trend continues. But what President Obama was right, the unemployment rate started to drop in 2009, but the economy kept trying different things, and it kept faltering. And you know the number, we've said it many times, he's the first president in modern history to not have a GDP, gross domestic product, growth of 3% or more in any one of the 8 years that he occupied the White House. So his policies never led to the economy growing. We got more people back to work, but at lower paying jobs. We never got the economy to light up. And now we have the economy with a 4.2% growth rate last quarter. We'll see if we can repeat that again this quarter, next quarter, so forth, see if we can get this going. But if we do, we're going to see these wage numbers start to increase and grow more as well. So don't dismiss his point. He just doesn't talk about the unemployment rate. Yes, started dropping 2009, but the economy never really could get out of the mud hole that it was in. It just was spinning its tires. So average hourly earnings starting to become better. But the reason why I'm still not thrilled about 2.9% is because the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index, that's the inflation number, guess what it is? 2.9%. So, look at the middle class saw, after inflation, saw their incomes go down for the better part of early 2000s, when George Bush was president, right on into the Obama years. And now we need to get those wages growing more than inflation. There's a little bit of catch up, a little bit of follow that happens normally. When inflation is growing, wages will start to increase as well. But I want to see, that's what I'm looking for, is I want to see these wages keep up with, at the very least, and hopefully exceed what inflation is. That way you will then say, yes, I have more money in my wallet. My take-home pay actually feels like it's more than it was before. The problem that employers have today, and that's why I'm surprised that we got 201,000 payrolls last month, because of the fact the biggest problem is employers are having a challenge finding people. And they were still able to get 201,000 payrolls added last month. So this is a good report. The payrolls numbers are starting to come along. I hope they continue. And I think they need to be a little bit better. Let's play that montage. Here's a montage of the jobs report this morning.
It's jobs day. 201,000 non-farm payrolls increased by 201,000 jobs in August.
The 200 was about exactly in line with what people thought.
Anybody who's concerned really that we have a weak job market, I think, is wrong.
We know the economy's strong. Finally, wages are beginning slowly but surely to reflect that.
Average hourly earnings rose 2.9% for the month. That is the biggest increase we have seen since June 2009.
And that is a big point. It's the biggest pay increase since 2009. So I like it. All right. One man comment line, Ben. Market today down 79. The Dow at 25,916. S&P down 6. NASDAQ down 20. Oil $67 and gold at $1,201. On the comment line, this caller can't believe this sentence.
14 days in jail. He doesn't even have to stop his newspaper delivery.
Nope. If you pile up, but so what? This caller has found a loophole.
What I've heard today, if I get convicted of any serious crime, I want to have my trial in Washington, D.C.
And this caller says the sentence is hypocritical.
Think back a bit. Somebody misspoke or the FBI said lied and became a celebrity chef guest at the Alderson Women's Federal Prison in West Virginia. That's right, Martha Stewart.
That's right. Good point. Have a great weekend. Let's try this again on Monday. I'll see you then.